is your Go-Go Radio Show, starring Radio Bone. And now, with the Farm Report, here's Mo.
I love that. I'm going to have him send me that. Okay, thank you, everybody. I want to thank everybody for showing up for today's show. We're coming at you live over the internet, either broadband, dial-up, satellite, cable, DSL, whatever the hell you got. Doesn't really matter, but you're here. That's what's important. As I said earlier today, this is a special broadcast celebrating Elle's birthday, and everybody give Elle a hand for being 36 today. I don't know if that's really true, but that's what she's telling everybody. I have one. I have two guests today. The first guest is Slayer. Slayer is a guest on my show today because, he won a contest. Somebody held a contest and he won it, and I have no idea what the contest was. Nobody told me. It was just, Slayer's my guest because he won this contest. So we're gonna find out a little bit about Slayer and a little bit about his this contest that he won, and whatnot. My second guest is going to be a surprise guest. I'm not going to introduce who it is just yet, but we will be having a second guest, and then we will have the farm report after the second guest. And I'm sure that's what everybody's really waiting for is the farm report. I know that's what Elle's waiting for. So with that all said, I want to say hello to Slayer and welcome to the BGG Radio Show.
Why, thank you. It's good to be here.
Okay. Slayer, I understand you actually won a contest. We'll just start right off the bat. You actually won a contest to be a guest on this show. What contest was that?
It was the past Go-Go 3 Super Bowl contest. And I won the entry into this little thing where you had to come up with football equipment. You had to name football equipment as BDSM equipment, or rename it, or something like that. And anyway, I was the winning entry.
Okay, what was your winning entry? This I gotta hear.
I think it was using a jock strap filled with liquid heat. Yeah, that was it.
That was the winning equipment, a jock strap with liquid heat. Yeah, were there any other entries in this radio show contest, or what was it? Well, I'm sorry, Super Bowl contest. What were some of the other entries?
There were no other entries.
I see. So you won simply by being the only person who actually entered. Is that correct?
Hey, listen, a W in the W column is still a W.
Okay. All righty. Now, Slayer, I notice you got two sets of initials attached to your nick there, LR and EL. Really, I'm just curious about this. What's that all about?
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. I have two DOMs.
Oh, two DOMs? Okay. And how do you service these two DOMs? I'm guessing that you're not at the same location as both of them at the same time. Where has that ever happened, actually?
Actually, no, that has not happened. And in answer to the first part of your question, how do I serve both? Very carefully.
Okay. Are there any specific or special little bits of advice that you might give to other subs out there who have more than one dom?
Hang on tight would be a good good first piece of advice there. Yes, hang on very tight. It sometimes can be a very interesting ride.
Okay. I'm going to take just a moment here for a little announcement here, and then we'll get back to the questions with Slayer. I'd like to all of you to just kind of take note that there have been new bots showing up in the GoGo rooms here lately, and they've been telling jokes. They've been having conversations with each other. I've spoken with the Yahoo support people, and I'm being told by the Yahoo support people that these are some sort of alien artificial intelligence things that have infiltrated Yahoo, and they're doing their best to try and get that taken care of. With that said, let's get back to the questions with Slayer. Slayer, what kind of a sub are you? Let's just start with that. What kind of a sub are you? I mean, what makes you tick as a sub?
Oh boy, that's a loaded question. What makes me tick as a sub? First and foremost, the desire to serve my DOMs. It is something that motivates me on the highest level.
Well, doesn't that get a little difficult having two DOMs, though? I mean, I'm certain that they're probably not exactly the same, so they probably have different requirements that they ask of you.
Well, this is true. This is true. And both requires brains, believe it or not. And more often than not, I do get to use my brains. Sometimes my brains get tied up and they don't use them at all. Other times they use them. It goes back and forth.
All right. Well, Slayer, I certainly appreciate you being on the show here, and I want to congratulate you on winning the contest, and want to congratulate you on actually being in the contest. And seems that that was kind of a weighted contest, if you ask me. But I do appreciate you coming on the show, and I appreciate the chance to ask a few questions. What I'm going to do here now is I'm going to open up the mic and let some of the other people in the room ask questions. What I'd like to do is, if you got a question, just go ahead and post in the room that you got a question, and then I will call on you, and then you can ask your question to Slayer. Oh, come on, somebody has to have a question.
Claire, do we have any of that tequila left from yesterday?
There's a little bit in the bottom of the bottle, and I think the worm's still there.
Well, anybody knows me knows I'm not one of those dominant women who doesn't want anything to do with the worm. So could I have that, please?
Here you go. See, this is one of the instances I was talking about that really doesn't require brains. It's more like passing the bottle.
Okay. Does anybody else have a question? Doom, you have a question. Go ahead.
So, Flair, let me ask you this. How long have you been in the lifestyle, and what exactly got you into the lifestyle?
I've been in the lifestyle since I was 7 years old. Or let's say that's just when I discovered that I had a tendency to like certain things. Somehow I knew you would.
Okay, Helen, what's your question?
Slayer, in the right kind of lighting and environment and setting, would you at any chance resemble a shaved monkey?
I've been told that. Funny you should ask that. I really have been told that. Paula tells me that a lot. Pocket Monkey, I think.
I swear, just in continuance of this theme, can you circle your mouth to make an ooh sound? And do you have gingivitis? Because I do know that they're particularly important to hell.
What, ooh? The sound ooh?
Could you maybe try and say that about 6 times? You know, one after the other?
Do you have your recorder up?
No.
She don't believe her, because last time I asked her that, she found some technical answer that meant she was recording me, but she was able to say she wasn't.
Flair, you know that I wouldn't be able to talk on the mic if I had my recorder up.
Now that's true. That's so true.
I see we lost several of our audience here when Paula went to go get somebody. They'll be back here in a moment. But in the meantime, I think, go ahead, Crusher. I think Crusher had a question he wanted to ask Claire, so go right ahead.
Yeah, greetings, everyone, and thank you. I appreciate this. Slayer, I do have a question for you. That winning entry for the contest, that seemed to be a rather interesting idea. Would you happen to have any personal experience with this?
Well, not firsthand. It hasn't been done to me, but the idea did occur back in junior high school. There was this assistant coach that we really hated his guts, and basically we did this to his jockstrap.
Okay, Lady Maladin, I believe you have a question for Slayer, so go right ahead.
Yes, Slayer, do you prefer tight ends or wide receivers?
I like the tight ends, because they're bigger. Bigger. Bigger is better.
Slayer, you just slay me. anyone else have a question here? Okay, Snake, go ahead. What's your question?
Yeah. This contest, where was it posted at? Because when you first mentioned that, I guess for you two in general, I come up with like 20 different things right off the bat.
I think this was on the GoGo3 website is where I went to enter the contest.
Oh, thank you. I never really go through there, and when I do, I don't stay long. Thank you.
There's the link I'll just put up for it.
And I suspect that there will be future contests. Anyone else have a question for Slayer? Go ahead, Echo.
All right, Slayer, let me ask you something. The feelings that you get as a submissive, if you will, towards your dominance, domates, are these feelings overbearing at times, or do sometimes they always just feel the same? No, I'm not. Slayer, let me better readdress that a little bit. Do your feelings as a submissive towards your dominates grow stronger for them in a sense to where sometimes you are unable to control that and being able and willing to let go? You know what I'm saying.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains. Gonads are useful.
Thank you, Slayer.
Uh-oh. That didn't sound like Slayer. That sounded like my other guest. Theo, I think you had a question for Slayer, so go ahead and ask it now.
I was wondering, Slayer, what is your favorite thing to do for your doms?
Oh boy, that really is a loaded question. I don't know if I can say that or not.
Oh, please do say.
Well, I tell you, one of my favorite things is I do get to play music a lot, and I really enjoy doing that. All kidding aside, I love playing music for them because they are both very musically oriented. Yes, and I unzip things, too. Ooh, I love to unzip things.
Okay. We're going to start to wrap up the interview here with Slayer, and see if there's... we'll take one more question from the audience. And so if somebody out there has one more question here for Slayer, then we'll go ahead and get that taken care of, and then we'll do a short public service announcement, and then we'll get to our next guest.
Well, if I could, I have a two-part question that I might like to ask.
Go ahead.
Okay. Slayer, what is your favorite thing that you love to do in order to please... I don't want to say Dame, because in order to please them, if you will, and what is your least favorite thing to do? Say if something, if you were to be punished, what would be like a punishment that you do not like? You do not like.
Well. Sounds like we've heard from my other guest here.
Well, actually, those are two of my favorite things. Actually, punishment, silence pretty much does the trick. I can't think of a worse treatment. Or a worse punishment, rather.
Okay, well, Slayer, I want to thank you for being a guest here on the show today. And I appreciate all the efforts that you've gone to make this an interesting show, and hope that we'll get to hear more from you on the show, or on future shows at least. And so again, I want to thank you. Everybody give Slayer a big hand, and we'll have a short public service announcement, and then we'll get on to our next guest. Okay, our public service announcement has been lost. we don't know where it's gone. We think the alien joke bots might have run off with it, but we've been looking for it, and we just can't find it. So we're not going to have a public service announcement. Well, we're going to have one, but it's not going to be like a regular public service announcement. It's just going to be if we're going to put out a reward. Anybody who can find the public service announcement and that these bots have stolen, will get to be a guest on the next show. So does anybody actually know where our public service announcement is?
I'm not sure, but did y'all look out the back window? Is that a crop circle in the backyard?
Well, it certainly could be, but it's raining right now, and I'm not going to go outside and look.
What's wrong with the cows? They're acting strange.
Anyway, so hopefully our next guest will show up here shortly. That's kind of what we're waiting on, is our next guest. And while we're waiting, Elle, how's your day going, Elle?
Well, I told you I woke up to a house full of balloons, which is absolutely one of my favorite things. Anyone who knows me knows a couple things about my birthday. I first of all insist that it lasts an entire week. So I'm lucky that it starts on Sunday this year, so I get to celebrate all the way through Saturday. There is a few basic rules. Birthdays always mean clowns, balloons, cake, and ice cream. So I luckily woke up this morning, like I said, and just literally left the bedroom and started down the hall. It's not really a hall. I have my own rooms in my house. Anyway, and balloons everywhere, taped to the walls, hundreds of them. I'm not even sure how they managed all of that. But it helps to have four husbands, I guess, and a lot of hot air because I don't let them talk a whole lot, you know. So then I did happen to wander into the kitchen, and there is cake on the counter, lemon cake. It's always lemon cake. And this year it's farther back on the counter because last year the dog had the birthday cake. I made a mistake of raising my dog to be a human child because I didn't know any better. And one of my favorite things when he was a puppy was to teach him to stand on his hind legs and reach for things with his hands like a real boy. I didn't realize how dangerous that would be as he got to be a 2-foot-tall, 100-pound dog, because now it pretty much means he can just go behind the bar and open a bottle of Heineken by himself. But anyway, the cake is farther back this year, so it does look like I may actually get some. Lemon cake, no frosting. I don't like frosting. Not a frosting person. And people came over to the house, and we had a minor gathering, which, of course, I can't tell the police about until they're over 18. But usually I wind up marrying them, so it doesn't matter. And they can't testify against me then. And so people came over, and I don't ask for presents. And for a moment of seriousness, for birthdays and the holidays, I don't ask for presents. I always ask people to spend an hour doing something loving, whether it's for their family or for a stranger, or, you know, to go visit a nursing home or whatever it may be. But to spend an hour loving someone who maybe wouldn't have gotten to feel loved that day. So people were telling me their plans for that, and that was really exciting for me. The one thing that people do know is I love toys, and I know that's a dangerous thing to say in this room, because when I say toys, I don't mean the kind you used to buy at the store near the truck stop on the freeway. I mean, like, toys. I have Light Bright, I have Legos, I have a Pez dispenser, a collection, actually, of Pez dispensers and metal lunchboxes, hint, hint. So I got a few of those kinds of little things. I'm one of those, I can't do it anymore myself, but I used to be addicted to McDonald's Happy Meal toys. I never actually ate the Happy Meals, but I liked the toys. So I got an assortment of those. And then I came here, and everybody I love is like in this room. So that's been my day so far.
Well, it sounds like it's been a pretty good day then, huh? Still haven't found the public service announcement, but you know what? I don't care anymore. We're just going to skip the public service announcement. And now I heard that Doom ate it. So, you know, and I'm not willing to send him to the hospital to have his stomach pumped to get it back. So we'll just skip the public service announcement. And hopefully that the secret guest will arrive here shortly. In the meantime, you know, I think I'm going to ask Passions a question. That's what I'm going to do while we're waiting for the secret guest. I'm going to ask Passions a question or two. Because you're there. That's why.
Okay, make them nice.
Oh, come on, you ought to know me by now. I'm not nice, especially when I'm wearing this outfit. You know, the Radio Mole outfit. It's probably the meanest person I can be when I'm when I'm Radio Mole.
I know, that's why I said be nice.
Well, I have a question for you, Passions, and it's about crayons.
Okay, what about them?
You eat crayons.
Yes, I do.
Do you do anything else with crayons?
That would depend. What do you mean specifically?
I'm not asking specifically. I'm being mean and just asking general questions and expecting you to come up with the answers.
I actually carve them in the shape of a vibrator.
And then what do you do with them?
I sell them to all of my subby friends.
Okay, so you're actually in it for the money.
Well, for the money and for the, well, you know.
I take it you don't just sell them, you might barter for them?
Well, like Zoe said, you know, they're great for wax play. I mean, when you get done playing with them, you could always light them on fire and use them for, you know, the wax play.
Ah, so you're into, you're into wax play too, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, see, I did not know that about you.
Well, see, you're just learning all kinds of new things.
Well, that's why I'm asking you questions on my show today.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Passions. I appreciate you. Thanks, Elle. Yes, now we all know why Passions won't share her crayons. Well, I'm not sure what happened to our special secret guest yet, so, let's see, who else can I pick on? Who do I want to pick on? That would be a good question. Who do I want to pick on? Okay, who doesn't want to be picked on?
Oh, pick me. Go ahead, pick on me. I got strong shoulders. I can take it. Howdy, y'all. Happy birthday, Elle.
Theo, you spoke up there, and Paula spoke up there, and Free, I heard you, and if we get some time, but I'm going to start with Theo, because Theo's new to the radio show, and somebody's calling me on the telephone. Who could that be? I know you were answering that, Paula, and I know that Theo is answering that, too, but why do you think I asked the question the way I did? So, Theo.
Yes?
Welcome to the BGG radio show.
Nice to be here.
This is your first radio show, is it not?
Yes, sir.
And you know that because you said you didn't want to be picked on, I was going to, you understand that I'm picking on you now, right?
I wanted you to pick on me.
Okay, well, you're new, and so we're going to pick on you.
Fair enough.
You are a Dom, then?
I'm actually considered a Switch, but I prefer to be a Dom.
Do you ever do any topping from the bottom?
No.
Okay, so when you actually take on the Dom role, you do the Dom thing and all that kind of stuff, right?
I'm actually fairly new to the whole sub-Dom thing. I played a game called Star Wars Galaxy, and a few of my friends were into the Slave Master thing, and I played around with being to one of them for a little while, decided I wanted to be a Dom.
Okay. Well, it looks like I just saw our secret guest show up. Theo, you're going to get off the hook here, and I'm not going to get to ask you a lot more questions. So go ahead and sit back, enjoy the show. The next guest that I have here, our secret guest is J. Edgar Drag Queen. Drag Queen, say hello, and audience, say hello to J. Edgar Drag Queen.
Are you going to talk to me or not?
Well, yes, we are going to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I have some very important questions I want to ask you, and I'm just so damn glad you're here. First question is, who the hell stole my PSA?
I beg your pardon?
I would like to know I would like to know who stole my PSA.
I'm damn right I did!
So you stole my PSL. Stole my PSL.
So be it.
I can see how this interview is going to go. Jack, I also have another question. You've no doubt have seen the new bots that have been showing up in the public rooms, the ones that are having conversations amongst themselves. What can you tell us about those?
For Christ's sake, that is a responsibility that we have to take pretty seriously.
Okay, well, I agree. But what are you going to do about it? I mean, we have these bots, they're in the rooms, they're making really bad jokes. What is the FBI going to do about this?
I run my unit how I run my unit.
Check with the CIA. Hey.
It's what exactly does that mean, Jay? What exactly does that mean? You run your unit the way you run your unit. What are you going to do about these bots? Now there have been reports that from Yahoo that these bots are actually alien artificial intelligence. What are you going to do about them? Are you going to Dolly? That's a good suggestion. Are you going to like start a bot unit here and get rid of these things for us? I mean, they're obviously a mess.
I'll answer the question.
And we're...
And those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You?
Well, no, that exactly is, what we pay you for. That's what our tax dollars are for. To protect us against these alien incursions into our chat rooms.
Going on. I did my job. I do it again.
Okay, all right. The next thing I want to ask you about, Jay, is there have been some reports that these aliens have been abducting cattle, and they've been performing, to put this mildly, they've been performing experiments on these cattle. Can you confirm any of these reports?
Tragic. Do you get me, sweetheart?
I got one last question here for you, Jay, and then I'm going to let the audience ask a couple of questions of you. This is regarding the aliens, and we'd really like to know what you did with the ship in Roswell. We all know it crashed there. We all know that you got alien bodies from Roswell, and we've all seen the alien autopsy reports, and we just want to know, what did you do with the ship?
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die.
All right. I see what kind of response I'm going to get here from you, Jay. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to let the audience ask a few questions of you. Again, this is going to be, if you got a question, just speak up in the room. Just type in the room that you got a question, and I will call you, and you can ask your question from J. Edgar Drag Queen. So who wants to go first? Does anyone in the audience have any questions for J. Edgar Drag Queen?
Where'd you get those shoes?
They came from Walmart.
I may revise my stand on punishment.
Okay, Crusher, you have a question for J. Edgar. Go ahead.
J. Edgar, dealing with these alien artificial intelligence life forms, you seem to know more about this than anybody else. In the future, does E.T. have any plans to bring Elvis back, or is Elvis just gone forever?
I would like to bring Elvis back, yes. We're going to try to bring Elvis back, hopefully in time to appear in Vegas. I know they want him out there. We want him here, but they want him out there, too. And, there's been a lot of talk that Elvis is an alien. He was an alien, is an alien, and will definitely be coming back as an alien. But not in a fat Elvis suit. Maybe bring him back in the black leather suit. Also, we have big time plans to do away with the aliens that are leaving those pesky crop circles. We've narrowed it down now. It's the aliens whose names start with a letter B.
He hates those bees.
Okay, does anybody else have a question? Nikki, go ahead and PM me real quick, but Malvin, go ahead and ask your question.
J. Edgar, is it true that FBI stands for Female Body Inspector?
As long as they inspect mine first, honey.
Woohoo! Okay. Any more questions?
Just how many sequins are on that dress, anyhow?
Thousands, thousands, and thousands of sequins. And if you catch them in the light right, you can actually see up my dress.
Well, now that's a hell of a visual. A kaleidoscope of what's underneath Slayer's dress.
Okay. All right. We got time for one more question. Somebody has a question for J. Edgar Drag Queen. We'll have time. Go ahead, Doey.
Where'd you hide the bodies?
We hid the bodies with the other people whose name starts with B.
All right, there we go. J. Edgar, I want to thank you for being on the show. And audience, give J. Edgar Drag Queen a round of applause. And I want to thank everybody for coming here today. And in a moment here, we will get to the farm report.
Can I get a quick question in for J. Edgar? Someone I am, me and I couldn't get me in the room quick enough.
Yeah, go ahead. Just this will be the last one.
All right, I do apologize for that. Edgar, and no lying, man, did the FBI have knowledge or help assassinate JFK? Don't lie to us, man. We're not dumb anymore.
I'm sorry. We can't lie to you anymore. Pee Wee Herman did it. We labeled Oswald as a patsy, but Pee Wee Herman did it.
They brothers, they're brothers. They kind of look alike, I think.
Yeah, they're twins.
You gotta look out for him, because, you know, he's a rebel. He's a loner.
Al, I'm kind of hoping this next farm report can explain the crotch circles outside my house.
Shouldn't that be triangles? Never mind.
You made me laughing since I got here. Thank you so much.
Okay, folks, this is what you've all been waiting for, the farm report. Plot farm report. Things have gotten interesting on the farm as of late. It seems that Ma has finally been abducted by the aliens. They sent her back, though. Don't know why, but Ma hasn't stopped talking about it since she got back. She keeps prattling on about some sort of probe they use on her. I don't understand it, really. I don't know if you all remember Cousin Daniel or not, but he went to jail a few years ago. I don't know why his folks kept it all kind of quiet. They wasn't telling anyone what he went to jail for. Anyway, he's out of jail now. And he's been visiting Cousin Sue a lot. If you remember Cousin Sue, she got the other house from Cousin Pete after he was arrested for molesting the prize bull. That bull ain't never been the same since. He keeps trying to hump Pa every time he goes out to the barn. Anyway, last night, though, Cousin Sue had a little party. since all the important people from town showed up, the mayor, the sheriff, a couple of state police, they was all visiting Cousin Sue. It turned out that it wasn't a party, though. The state police came over and got me. They wanted me to identify some things in Cousin Sue's house. They showed me the living room with all Cousin Sue's leather harnesses. I told them that Cousin Sue makes the harnesses for the farm animals. He just gave me a funny look over that one. They took me to the kitchen next. I saw Cousin Sue's dishes in the sink and all that. They showed me the inside of the pantry, too. I don't know why. That's just why she keeps the leather jelly. At least that's what she calls it. It's supposed to make the leather nice and soft, so don't chafe on the farm animals. I couldn't remember the brand that Cousin Sue uses until they showed me the KY on the box. Then I remembered and told the state police what it was used for. He just looked at me funny again. Then they showed me Cousin Sue's bedroom. I was astonished. It was a mess. There was clothes and stuff all over the place. There was a big leather swing hanging from the ceiling. I don't recall Cousin Sue ever liking the swings down at the county park. But what was even more strange was that it wasn't Cousin Sue's in the swing. It was the county commissioner, and he was naked. I couldn't look. It was just him bouncing. But Cousin Sue wasn't anywhere to be found. I was astonished. The state police finally helped commissioner down and took him out to the police car. I told them that they could have a blanket because he was going to get cold, what with not having any clothes on, since his clothes couldn't be found in the mess. After that, they showed me some pictures of Cousin Sue and some other men, and they were doing some awfully nasty things in those pictures. I was just astonished. They had a picture of Cousin Sue wearing one of her leather harnesses, but nothing else, and she was whipping some other man with one of them riding crops. I didn't even know Cousin Sue had a riding crop. I was astonished. They had another picture of Cousin Sue when she was naked. Did I mention that Cousin Sue was a not pretty little girl? Anyway, those pictures showed Cousin Sue was having sex with another man. And I was astonished. A different man than the one she was whipping. That's a good thing Ma didn't see those pictures, or Ma would have been whipping Cousin Sue. Though from the looks of some of the other pictures, it looks like Cousin Sue already got her whipping from one of the men she was having sex with. I was astonished. It was about then that I recognized one of the men in the pictures. It was the mayor. He was naked, too. He was bent over with something sticking out of his butt. I was astonished. I don't know what it was, but the mayor was looking at me kind of funny. The state policeman took the pictures from the mayor before he could tear it up. Anyway, the state police took the mayor and the commissioner back to town. They told me I was to call them if Cousin Sue showed back up. I said I would. Gave me his card. I suspect Cousin Sue might be going to jail, but that's okay. She'll have lots of company. She told me once she had a lot of men writing her letters from the jail. I thought it might be a good idea to write some of them and tell them that Cousin Sue might be joining them in jail. But then I saw the pictures of them men in the jail that they had sent Cousin Sue, and they was naked. And they was doing things in them pictures. Well, things I'd only seen Cousin Pete doing once before to the prize bull. I was astonished. That's tonight's farm report. Thank you. Well, folks, that is tonight's radio show in honor of our most wonderful and dear friend, Elle, on her birthday. And I have some people have requested to take over the mic here for a few minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And again, thank you for coming to the show, and hope you all had a wonderful time, had a lot of fun, and we'll see you later. I'm out. Bye.
Everybody, let's give a round of applause to Mole. I mean, that was just outstanding. Woo-hoo! Way to go, Mole!
I'm still laughing so hard. Thank you so much, Saul. You know how much I love the farm report.